In Simon Kufnum Dalit, we did Sif Gimel. We're holding in the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Gimel, so really Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud. So he gave an example of the Kisei, which you put the Sefer Torah on it. Hu Ashulchan Sha'omid Al Bima, it's referring to the table, which would be on the Bima, is the raised platform, because they have the Bima raised, and they would put the Shulchan on it. We extend the name of the Bima to the actual Shulchan as well. After love munach mitpachas, so the mitpachas is munach sefer Torah. The sefer Torah is not directly on the bima. We always have a covering on top of the bima. In came we should argue shulchan en el tashmish the tashmish. So the chara, what's holding the sefer Torah is the mitpachas, and the shulchan is only a tashmish to tashmish. The answer is no. The filoachi din tashmish kedusha yesh lo. It has the status of a tashmish kedusha. He says, why is that? Is because the pomish or the pomim noisin in the law of sefer Torah below mitpachas. So he argues the reason is because that sometimes they would put it on directly. And the Sharatzin and Ches points out the second to last line. After zonenu in motzuzet, that maybe he was saying apparently it was more common, but nowadays it's very uncommon. They would put the sefer Torah directly on the bima without the covering on it. Filhachi pomim. The times that it slips, and the sefer Torah is directly on the shulchan. That's why the Ramah doesn't make any comments over here. There are those who argue that even though it's not directly touching, but the whole function of the shulchan is to be there to be able to read the sefer Torah on it. So even though it's not direct, it's not a tashmish of the mappa, because the mappa is the mashamish to the sefer Torah, and the shulchan is then being mashamish the mappa. Quite different than you would say that the peruch is. I got a shiloh today. We did read the Oren and Yeshiva, but we did not. We put in the parochas, so the rod was taken off. They're not they put a different rod in, so that rod is not going to be used anymore. Somebody asked me, "What is the status of the rod?" So as you saw, the parochas is called a tashmish to kedusha. The rod is a tashmish to tashmish. It's there to facilitate the rod to do what the rod has to do. Does that make sense? But its function is called, we call it a tashmish to tashmish. Calling the shulchan the tashmish of the mappa. So some argue that's not correct. The shulchan is there to be mishamish to sefer Torah, even though it's not directly touching it. And we saw that anything which is there lechvoidai is considered, even though it's not legeya, is considered a tashmish kedusha. Well, the shulchan is there to facilitate the reading of the Torah, which is that's lechvoidai. So that would be. But Mishnah Berurah does not seem to go with that argument. The problem is the mashmos of the Gemara. One of the questions which would come up over here, but the mappa we're clearly understanding is a tashmish kedusha, right? And if the mappa is a tashmish kedusha, so you're not allowed to use it for other things. The person wants to, so you go to the bima. The person puts his hat down on top of the bima, and they put down the
sidurim.
Sidurim would even be an issue. The person puts a cup over there. The minute you're allowed to be mekel in these things, the question is why? How are you allowed to be mekel? The question is, these type of questions are fascinating because. Now that that's a minhag olam, so we say that the das is to use it for both things, so it's not miyuchad dafka for sefer Torah. How it started is a good question. How it started probably would be problematic, but now that that's become the reality, that it's so common, so we say the das is not the miyuchad only for the sefer Torah, and therefore would not be a problem. Okay.
Therefore, it would not be a problem, and it would not be tashmish to kedusha. Or
no, the pshat is not miyuchad. Only suppose it is miyuchad for that purpose. It's like you made it tonight. You're not miyuchad only for that. So you can use other purposes. But even so, to use it for the rechol would be improper. And the Mishnah Berurah said before also leaning on it is a problem. So he said, what's interesting, because over there the Mishnah Berurah says, in that point, before Rekis HaTorah, he says, if you should not lean on the mappa, you can lean on the Shulchan. The place where the mappa is not, you know, lift the mappa up and just lean directly on the Shulchan, on the bima. So that he allowed over there. So that's over here, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying not like that. So you would have to come up with a type of terrace on that. Okay, Yud Aleph. The wheel and shetelin, the curtain which is hung in front of the hekel, in front of the hua perechus, we refer to that as the perechus. Behind the minigat talmud, show you the problem in manichin sefer Torah out, ashamachasim ba sefer Torah. The Gemara says this, and the Gemara is talking about that it was used directly by sefer Torah. Near Shoya, there's a double motzi with Bismanim. It was a common. They became the Imloike and Haberle Tashvish Akurai, Baalma Veinol Zeshem Tashvish Kedusha. Abidin the Lord and Hika came. Ahaki, Haberle Rock Tashvish Tashvish, Zel Shigir Ramov, the Kumasib Baba Go. So Ramov points out that nowadays, where it's not directly with the interaction with the same Torah, and the main cupboard of the is the Oren. And this is just like making the Oren look nicer. So it's called Tashmish to Tashmish. Came Sevedin of Kedusha. Lishim Kedusha. Wooden Makak Swarim, Makak Mint Chosein, then a rock of Shalas Swarim, and Mitaka Shanasa Yatulas al Khalta. So Makak, what the Mar refers to, was that, you know, the you'd have these insects which would chew on the paper, and the so they'd make this pulp afterwards. So that pulp has it in kedusha. Circle guns. So, Hainu Akar Shenisgat Balu Beinu Oymed Natash Mishan Oyd. Once they're no longer usable, your gun is them. Filach Yeshem Kedusha Also Lishtamish Beim Other Zerkan. Even though they've worn out and they're not usable anymore, they still have Kedusha. You can't use everything else. You can't discard it. It's discarded. And even Zayim B'mokim Hamashumer. So you have to put it in the same place. Mashen can betashvish betashvish. Tafila b'ayim kiyamin mutar lehanas behem v'chanel. So it's quite a range over here. Tashvish betashvish is mutar to use even while it's being mishamish. Use for something else. And these, even after they're finished using it, you can't use it. Okay. The Ramo said, is this dafka with something, there's a direct contact, or was not still covered? The dafka hadover, zeklau. Anyone touches directly, it's not only for covered purposes, it's also for protection purposes, like the box which would hold the Sefer Torah, is and the covered as well. Stop. So that's called Tashvish Kedusha. Now I think what they're picturing is it sounds to me that I'm not sure exactly, but that, you know, they would build the Oren into the wall, and they would put another layer inside of that. So that Oren is there just for protection purposes, and then you would have another layer inside of that. Or alternatively, something which is the cupboard, I'll be shaming the gap. It's not touching at all, but it's the cupboard. For example, going tase kesef b'mitzvah lo k'roshim. Hol munuch al kedusha, abe sheyesh hefsek tashmish kedusha haver. So even though it's not touching directly, the breastplates and everything you're putting on the sefer Torah for the element of kavim, they're not touching the sefer Torah directly at all. But they are on the Sefer Torah, and they're there for kavod. Tashmish kedusha. Hashem gave me parecha shalonu b'sevav. I will give the number yoker b'kavod. It's a kavod of the Sefer Torah. Kamokim habi kemechitza vein murach klal al kedusha. It's not touching, and it's not even on it. Remember, locha ma'ar shekasav the b'shem grov is it. So in the Bira Lacha Dafka Hadavar Shem Nichin by Nichin Allah with Moshe Behen. I'm sure Moshe Ksav the Prima Gadim, but the Prima Gadim says so. If it's there for if it's Negeya and it's not just for Shmira, or alternatively it's for Kavod and it's on it. Either one is enough. Maybe you're a grown master of the Kosh and the Gay of Kedusha Atzma. After all, Pisha, who rack the Shmir of the Vad, become welcome to make me Tashmish Kedusha. Okay. I'm out the Posek or Mo, Lenin, Oren, Abani, Bechayma. The Mishum Shil the Shmir, the Mikri Tashmish Kedusha. Tarch Lerma, the Dwarf, according to the Groa, Mishum, the Nemotsi, Shinoch, the Terra, Besoch, the Blimit Pachas, and Oren, the Gay of Kedusha Atzma. That there is no usually there is no direct contact, or it was Nasis Lakava. For example, in the mitzvah shall crush him, shall asor. Okay, what is that? Mishavur Tetzvav. The mitzvah shall crush him. So Darkan Oyel Nasis Lasorim Tik shall crush him. There was like a board which they would use to make like a container to hold the sefer. And they would put like a covering around that. Memorial the covered. So that's an example. It's the covered without touching directly. But the Oren, which is Bani Bechamish and Asa Lashmira, that's what the Ramah said. It's not considered Tashmish Kedusha. Mishnah Berurah Tetzvav. Hanu B'chashis Cholal B'chayim Kedin Oren. They just made a depression in the wall, which functions like an Oren. Over here is Kedusha of Avonim. Wood in Imnasa came because the Shalates, the same thing we true if the wall was made of wood. Cholal Habi Kedcheder Ba'alma. It's a room where you put the sefer. But if you then put something in that, if you just build it, you put the sefer indirectly. It's not done in any way which was it was a bare stone wall. So it wasn't an element of the cupboard, it was safer there. So that's but what you'd put there to be Lanoi, then it's gonna be it would have a Din Tashmish Kedusha. Miskalkalin. If the sermon is kalkalin boy, if you put it somewhere where it ends up being damaged, means the whole thing never was. It was a mistake in the original designation. Something mishamish is damaging. So it loses its status. Now that we realize it's damaging as opposed to helping. You set Sefer Torah away, and that place can be used for other purposes. You cannot damage Tishmi Shekadush and cut them apart, but over here you could. Okay. Then the last thing Moshe said, you cannot wash the Tachos Shal Sefer Torah, who didn't lechol Tashmi Shekadusha, Benir Glayim, who didn't lechol Dabra Masriach, Kamay May Mishra Shal Pishtim Chayotze Bezeh. Anything which people would find repulsive. So they used to soak flax. The way you extract the flax fibers is you take the plant and you soak it in water, and the plant sort of rots. And therefore, once the plant rots, you're able to extract the fibers from the plant. So it sits in the water, this stagnant water, and it creates a stench. So you couldn't use that water for washing anything which is Tashmish Shei Kedusha. Okay. Dalet. Sif Dalet. Mitzvahs Sefer Torah Shabbat. You call masses men tachrichim and meis mitzvah. Mizoy ginizosim. So you have to bury them. So the way you bury them is using them as tachrichim for meis mitzvah. Why meis mitzvah? Kafal of the meis mitzvah. The shtochem tolem al tzarchi tzibur. The seeker has responsibility, so I'm using the money to take care of that need. So now there's really two issues over here. You have to bury it, that's proper. But you can't diminish its kedusha. So we have to be arguing that the mitpachas on a sefer Torah, putting on a Jewish person, is functioning the same. And the more actually makes that parallel, the more it says that the person is nifter, like a sefer Torah in Israel. So, okay, sif hey, sefer Torah shabbala. When, if a sefer Torah wore out, so then the burial requirement is a little more. The geniza requires a little more specific. Menichon oseh b'kli cheres, you have to put it into a container which would prevent it from rotting. We go to the soy b'kever tamachochem.
A kli cheres would prevent it from rotting.
Right.
I thought a kli cheres is it keeps some. It would keep it holy, I would think. It would, but I don't know about rotting, would it?
Yeah. Okay. And it goes into the kever tamachochem. You put it into it, and you bury it together with the tamachochem. Okay. I feel ena shon halachas v'lashimash min chachamim. Ena l'shon halachas. He didn't reach the mandrake of being shamash min chachamim, which means he had not learned Gemara, he had learned, but he knew Mishnah as well. That would be sufficient level of a tamachochem that you're allowed to bury the sefer Torah with him.
You have to bury a sefer Torah with a human being.
Well, we'll see. Sefer Torah shabbala. Who are then nevi m'ksubim k'shem k'subim be'or b'glilu with the yoy? This applies to any of the rest of not also, if they're written on cloth with the proper ink, etc. So you put a klicheris shi'elakim, because klicheris maintains the item. As the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, you should put it in klicheris aman yam liyamim rabim. That's where you find your Dead Sea Scrolls, right, in klicheris. Gonzon and Saibu, what then? Sars Torah, Shabbola, Sarkha, Gonzon, Mosul, the Sarfa. This is true, not only by Sefer Torah, but any sort of. The law is you have to do geniza. You don't have to. You can't burn them. You don't have to put it with chicheris, but you can't burn it. I will have the kabbalists only about the din zoyin. The goal with burning it is to prevent it from falling into people's hands, which would just act disrespectfully towards it. Come back and there chashkosa, but you're destroying it. Because the Rama mitzvahs lo sasei simin samachay shemabat kis hakadosh erev b'lav the lo sasei can l'shem l'keichem. Because it says you should destroy the avodah zorah, the different elements of the avodah zorah. But don't do that to Hashem. It means you cannot in any way destroy sefer Torah or swarm, etc. What in the chol tashir shekedusha yesh zorah b'zeh? So what type of person are we talking about? Shana lachas pirish mishnah is a brisis. Well, shimshim chachamim begemora she has sourced tamei a mishnah. So he has not accomplished he has not accomplished the reaching the point of learning gemora. But he's a mishnah. That's called he's been shana lachas and not mishnah mishim chachamim. Now the bir lach over here in gozer sebe kever tamachacham. So he focuses on the language issue. In other words, over here in Sif Dalet, it says, I mean, the mitzvah, you may make them tachrichim the mitzvah. It means you don't have to. Here the Lashon is going to the Nesavit, it sounds like you must, because it was just saying you're able to, or you would use some other language. So, mitzvah, Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalet, Yechel Maaseh, Sif Zeh, going to the Nesavit, Masha Zehu Chayvu. You must do that. You can't just bury it in the ground. of Lori Isi Noigim came. But the Prima Gadol already pointed out that the Minhag Olam was this very Sefer Torah without a Talmud Chacham. So Prima Gadol is saying he doesn't understand why we don't do that, but the Maisa, it seemed to have been accepted that the Minhag was to not be makbid on this requirement of bearing it with Talmud Chacham. Okay. Sifov. In Osim Miteva, Kisei, the Sefer Torah. You cannot use the Oren to make it into a Shulchan. And what the last is Miteva Gedoyla, Ketana, but you can make a larger one smaller. Chimut the last is Kisei Gadol, Kisei Katan. You can make the Bima smaller. Osim Lassim Mimeno, Shiraf Rav, Kisei, a footstool. Which I'm assuming that I was not talking about a person's private one. That like they have like shows, they have a stand to stand on. V'chein mutter lasses mi vilan gadol vilan katan. You can make the parak smaller. A lasses amount of keys to save a Torah or to make something which it's a some type of container for the save a Torah. Avol lasses amount of keys the chumash is also, but you can't take it from the parak is. And make it now as some type of it's worn out. And you know, let's say there's one area which still looks nice. It's large enough that you can make it like a nice cover, nice kiss the whole of chumash. That's awesome. That Ramah Parochas Shanato Chelam Thing Oren Ain Lo Kedushas Oren Ra Kedushas Beis Haknesses. They don't have the mile of Kedusha Tashmishay Kedusha or. Rather, it has kedushas basic necessities. It's part of the shul. Chenech lunso shaboy telem haperuches and the rods as well. Kamakam also lasses mehem heitzim shemem samnim by a kriya lechavus hayom. Shenan kedushim kamoyhem. So, what exactly they did over there, I don't know. It sounds like they would. I'm not sure whether they're talking about, you know, you're going to take that piece of wood or you're going to make the little pet, you know, Rishon Sheni Shlishi type of a thing, or there was something else that they did with it. I don't know what it is, but might say that's not a Kedusha that you're allowed to switch it to. Yeah, Mishaburis of Kotten Chafov. Miteva Kisei, Teva Oren Kurdish, after Kisei Hugam Kintash Rishon Kedusha. They're both Tashmishay Kedusha, the Oren and the Shulchan. Kedel Sev Gimel. Afilachi also the Teva, the Sefer Torah Munach bought Tomid. The Oren has Sefer Torah constantly. Kisei Shul Shulchan, Ein Nosel Rak Sefer Torah Elo Lepamim. Avir Rodos Kedusha. So taking it down to an item which is only used occasionally, compared to the Oren which is there constantly, would be lowering its Kedusha. You may take the vilan, the parochis, and make it into a kis for a sefer Torah, but not for a chumash. Kis a chumash. The vilan mishamash apomim sefer Torah gufa kanal chush afili imu ase b'glila kushosu kalam sefer Torah. Once you've used that, the vilan is some way for the sefer Torah directly. You can't use it for anything else. So then he said. It's also make it for a kis for the chumash. It's also kolshkein. She also looks for a map or she'll say for Torah. I'll never. You can't use it for a navi. I just saw that once in a shul. They had a navi and they had to use like an old sefer Torah mantle to cover the navi. Map is a person on the shulchan. Also, leave person on the shomer the shlifnei achazim. The one which you used on the bima, which is now. The Sefer Torah goes on it. You can't then use it by the Omid with the Chazan Davins. Mabash a person on the Sefer Torah, Yechalim the Toysen, because of Basic Nesses. The Ben Gavra, the Gavra covering you put on top, that you may hang it up on the wall. Chekli Kesses, Shavzidim on the Sefer Torah, Yechalim the Nichim on the Munim, Shavzidim on the Sefer Torah, the adornments, the ornaments that you put on the Sefer Torah, you could take them off and put them on other things. Thomas said, "They don't tell a son the shame Tashmish." Mali Menachem Kanu Kan. You're just putting there as a place to hold it. Meanwhile, so that's not a problem. But the nowadays our parochas ain't be the kedushas aren't. There's ain't a loyal man noisim a love sefer Torah. But let me talk. You never use the parochas directly. But the last is my parochas mapashal shulchan. Even the parochas is in conjunction with the Oren, you can make it into a mapa. So he and Lama Nogu the first are the Chupa the Chasanim. After the Leib is a Masaleim, Moshe Kosu Besef Ches. Moshe, fine. So we said the idea of his Leib is a Masa. Once we using it regularly, we assume that became like there's an assumption of a condition. So what does it have? It has Rak Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Rapshu Rak Tashmish Tashmish, Mokam Lo Gora, Mishar Kli Beis HaKnesses, it's a different Beis HaKnesses. It's not different than any other items which are used in the shul. Al Bashar Tashmish Tashmish Enim Beis HaKnesses, Gain Shal Tvilam, Gudam Enim Boi Kedushas Klal. So this is somewhat of an anomaly. The bag around there, the Tvilam, which is Tashmish Tashmish, doesn't have a Kedushas. But in this scenario, in the shul, it becomes part of the things which are used in the shul. So it has conditions basically necessary beside that. Okay.
The Tashmish starts to only contemplate if it is adopted, not other. That's what we're saying?
No, he's saying that Tashmish is Tashmish, Mika doesn't have Kedusha beds.
But in basic nessus, we're marked.
We're marked because it's the Tashmish of the Sefer Torah. But besides that, it's also one of the kelim of the Beis HaKnesses. So it has the ma'ala of being part of the Beis HaKnesses that would fine. Now, long mishabur over here, you're out. So he said that the kloinsis. The prechus is hung upon. That's a tashmish tashmish. Nowadays, it's probably tashmish tashmish tashmish, right? But you shouldn't use it for the eitzim which designate the kriya, because they're not kedushim as much as that. So maybe let's leave this mishnah for tomorrow night.